from Cape Town, this is the Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to the Voice of the Cape 91.3 FM studio. The year 2020 have brought many tough times on many South Africans, and we still feel the pinch of the financial strain that was brought upon by COVID-19 pandemic. Companies closed their doors because they could not sustain their businesses, and it definitely impacted the economy in a very negative way. There has been salary cuts, there's been retrenchments, there's been job losses. Joining us online is Shafika Anthony. She's a marketing manager of personal finance website called Just Money. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Shafika.
Wa alaikum salam. Shukran for having me, Mali Manasreen.
How are you today?
Alhamdulillah, I cannot complain. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, shukran so much for being with us today, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Definitely, this is something that I think impacts so many of our lives, you know, because of COVID pandemic. So please tell us just a little bit about, it's called Just Money, right? So what is that all about?
Yes, of course. So Just Money is a financial educational website. We speak to digitally savvy South African consumers, mm-hmm. and we're really all about creating a financially free and liberating future for South Africans. So our website holds lots of information, financial information, advice, calculators, in order for consumers to make better financial decisions.
Okay, wonderful. How do we differentiate between wants and needs and make sure we stick to budget? I think a lot of us has issues with sticking to the budget.
Yes, that's always a big one. I think we always have to come back to the basics, you know. Mm-hmm. These days you get, you know, very cool and techy apps for budgets. But mm-hmm. I think, you know, old school pen and paper works just as well. Mm-hmm. I think if you go back to the basics, we need to remember that creating a budget is really something that can empower us, first of all.
Okay.
It is a way to not only document and stick to our financial obligations and commitments, but it's also a way to mitigate future or unforeseen circumstances if we are planning ahead. You know, as you mentioned quite importantly, mm-hmm. the effects of COVID-19 during 2020. And with the second wave, we know that it's not going to be over just yet.
Yeah.
So what are the things we are able to put in place now to alleviate the financial pressure that we may face come 2021? A budget, I would say, is such an important tool that you can use inside your home with your family, even involving the kids, you know, because as they grow up, they know that money gets them the things that they need and want. But how do we distinguish between need and want? It's very important. You know, obviously things like school fees, medical expenses, your bond, those are important things. These are things that we need to pay in order to lead our lifestyles, mm-hmm. in order to make life manageable. And to get through life, we need a certain amount of debt. I think the biggest thing, the stigma that we try and break with our financial information is that not all debt is bad. You know, mm-hmm. you can be indebted, but then there's also something that is over-indebted. And that is the space we're trying to avoid with the use of our education. And, you know, when we look at debt, how many of us can truly say that we are able to go through a lifetime without taking some form of debt?
Mm.
If you look at student loans, if you look at your vehicle or your house, that's debt. But it is something that aids a financially free future for ourselves, because we are all contributing towards an investment. So, you know, another thing we need to keep in mind is that come 2021, all of our kids are going back to school much later.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, some of us will have gotten paid by the 27th, but some of us would not.
Yeah.
So what are we doing now in December so that when we reach the 27th and we're looking to buy those last minute back to school goodies,
yeah,
do we have enough that we don't have to go out and take out loans and approach creditors
yeah.
in order to do this? You know, that's such a big thing. We need to think about that right now because we would have gotten our last paycheck before for 2020. So what are the decisions we have made inside of our households to aid that going back to school period? Very important.
So then I understand that as parents, it is best to budget for it now. It is best to put it in the budget to make sure all of those things and needs are met, because those are very important things that you need and you might not get paid by the end of Jan in time in order for you to get all of these things. And by then I think shops will be buzzing and everything will just be so busy and you may not even have a chance to get to stationery and school wear for kids. Am I correct when I say that?
Absolutely, 100%. And I think you made a very good point about the shops being very busy. I think, you know, because we try and save where we can, we look forward to those January specials, you know, those back to school
generally,
to
yeah.
pay for one, get two, you know.
Yes.
But the problem is that the shops are going to be full.
Yeah.
And with the pandemic, you know, we want to be healthy. We want to be able to sit around the table next year, looking around the table, knowing that no member of our family is missing. And I think one advantage we can take from sales is that, you know, there is ways to do online shopping. And that might not be for everyone.
Yeah.
I get it. Like mm-hmm. my parents are over 70. You're not going to find them near a computer. However, if they've got digitally savvy children who can do that for them on their behalf, one thing we must remember with going to physically going to the shop,
yeah.
as soon as we reach that cashier, what do we see? We start impulsive buying. We
yeah.
see the chocolates and we take the, you know, all the snacks.
Yeah.
Because that's an impulsive an impulsive habit. With online shopping, the advantage, obviously, if you're doing it safely in the
yeah.
comfort of your home and mm-hmm. making sure that you're buying from reputable stores, you make a list. There's no risk of impulsive buying because
yeah.
you're searching for exactly what you need, putting the exact amount in your cart,
mm-hmm.
and obviously you're going to maybe pay a delivery fee, but if you think about what that equates to compared to the stuff we're throwing in our cart,
yeah, you would have spent 300
really need,
anyway.
Then, you know, it might actually be worth it. So there's lots of tips and tricks that we can do, and even involving our kids, you know, getting them up to speed with, even, you know, if they get an allowance or they have a little money box,
yeah.
having them spend their own money is so important, because come 2021, can we all genuinely say that we're going to be able to shower with them with all the gifts that we are used to buying them? You know I like to do a little bit of a treat when my daughter brings home 7s in a report. We're going to have to cut down.
Yeah.
We are genuinely going to have to cut down and go, okay, cool. This is what I can afford.
Mm-hmm.
$50, $20. This is what it can get you. Save it.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the year, you can maybe put that towards a bigger treat. But we have to teach them. It's really the way the world is going. And equipping them with the habits now
yeah.
is going to ensure that they are responsible, financially savvy teenagers and adults.
Yeah, it generally reminds me of my six-year-old. You know,
yes.
you go to the shop with him and you come out spending more than 300 rand or so because of
yes.
the items that they want.
Exactly.
You know?
And also, how easy is it to rack up 300 rand? You come out with one packet these days and it's $300.
Mm.
So there is such a, you know, the way the world is going, a lot of people have been retrenched. A lot of people have had salary cuts. I know
yeah.
my household has been affected as well. But I mean, there are things that we can do, including budgeting. And then another big one, Mwalima, is that
mm-hmm.
how many of us are savvy with our cashback rewards programs? I think this is a big one because, we know, some of us have the Clicks Club card and the Pick and Pay vouchers.
Oh, okay, so these are the little cards.
How apt would it be to be able to use that now for our groceries, you know, being able to use that for back-to-school goodies? Take out those cards, check your balances,
yeah.
see how much that can actually get you when it comes to your school stationery.
Yeah.
These are the things. I know my company, we're very fortunate. We got gifted a Pick and Pay voucher. I'm going to be using that for stationery.
Mm.
Yes, it would be fantastic to splurge on myself,
yes.
but let's be honest, come January, I want to be able to make, you know, sleep well at night, first of all, and make a good financial decision. Yes. That's going to benefit my family.
Definitely.
You know, there's school clothes coming up. Some kids are moving from primary school to high school. That's a completely new set of stationery, books, everything.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
So let's think about that now. Just set ourselves up for success.
Tell me how, normally we want to save and we want to buy gifts towards the end of the year. And this is something that's generally all around, irrespective of our financial status. How do we save smartly, as many people do not have the financial means to buy gifts for family? But if I really wanted to do that, how would I go about doing that?
Yes, that's a good question. So something I've actually been practicing with my family, Malima, is getting crafty at home. So we recently had a living nanny come with us. And what we like to do when we have someone new in our house, we like to shower them with something just to show our appreciation. Mm-hmm. And instead of going out to the store, my daughter and I got crafty with cardboard. So we used stickers, we used little some things that she used to use for assignments. We removed it from the cards, flowers, stickers, glitter, and it was such a cool thing for us to do as well together. And the look on our nanny's face, I mean, sometimes homemade things are an absolute, like, it is more appreciated than something you can pick up in the store.
Definitely.
Because no one else will have that.
More effort.
Another example is really, you know, friends of mine are moving to London, and instead of buying them something, because they can't cart this in their luggage, we actually took a photo of ourselves as a family and we gifted to them in a frame. So there's lots of things we can do in inside the house that can really create such a special gift for people. And in the past, if you're used to setting a budget of 200 rand, make that 50 rand. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get a mug, fill it with beautiful treats, you know, whatever your family likes, put some cellophane paper over it, wrap a bow, adorn it with pretty stickers or faces of your face, cut them out, and add a special touch. It really just, you'll see it when you gift someone with a homemade gift, how much it actually lights them up.
That's beautiful. You know, my mother does deco, and we bought glasses, I think last year, but these glasses had beautiful sayings on it. And this year, towards the end of this year, I saw one of these glasses and I'm asking the person, where did you get this glass? Your mother gifted it to me last year, but we bought these glasses for like 10 rand in the shop. My mother just filled them with chocolates, cellophane, made it beautiful, and it looked like the most expensive gift, but it was like 10 bucks.
That's amazing. And you know what, Malima?
Yeah.
The great thing that we should always keep in mind is that we are all in this together.
Yeah.
So just like you are needing to budget because you can't spend 200 rand on one person, so is the rest of the household.
Mm.
You know, everybody is in this together. No one has been spared the impact of COVID, whether it be in a health setting, whether it be financial, whether it be, it doesn't matter. We have all been impacted in some way or the other. And we need to, the only way we can emerge stronger is if we do it together, is if we make these decisions, smarter financial decisions together as a family, so that in 2021 we can enjoy the simple things that maybe we took for granted before, that we can enjoy together again without anyone's faces missing around the table, because I think that's our worst fear. And it's only in times like these where we understand the absolute blessing that health is.
Can I also just mention, you know, we definitely, the gifts, what type of gifts can we get our family should we find ourselves in a financial, and that's beautiful, you know, knowing that we're all in it together, knowing that, you know, you need to cut down, you need to budget, and you can make beautiful things from home, get something really cheap and make it into something beautiful because of that effort that goes into it. But even with that said, there are still, you know, people that might not be able to, but I think in terms of that, and this is just me asking a question again, is it maybe, can we maybe in a different way, you know, show them, maybe I'm going to cook for them, or I'm going to bake something special for them, I'm going to do an action, I'm going to attach an action as an appreciation.
Absolutely. So my next point, Walima, is something that I've done before, is I've cut out little pieces of cardboard, right?
Yeah.
Very small. And on each of them, I've written down a blessing. So for example, a meal a week, and then I fold it and I drop it into a beautiful jar. Then the next piece of paper will maybe say 10 hugs whenever you need them. Mm. And I drop that into the jar. And you basically end up with about 20 to 30 pieces of paper. And you gift the jar beautifully wrapped to someone.
Yeah.
And on days when they're feeling a bit like they need an extra boost, they take out one. And they can actually call you up and say, oh, look, I've actually pulled out the hug. Or I've pulled out a phone call. Or I've pulled out whatever it is, mm-hmm. A pot of food. And you then become that blesser. And I think that's also a beautiful way to show someone that even though you're not there physically,
yeah.
you are still able to be that shoulder of support, yeah. that friend in need,
yeah.
that daughter who gifts the mother with hugs, because at the end of the day, the most beautiful thing you can have around your neck is the arms of your children.
Wonderful. That's so, so beautiful, Shafika. I'm absolutely loving this conversation right now. It's so creative. It's beautiful.
You know what? It really just takes a little bit of thinking. That's the thing. You know, sometimes when we are forced, I was chatting to one of your producers this morning as
yeah.
well. You know, when we're putting off the TV, mm. when we make a conscious decision to switch off the social network,
mm-hmm.
get outside and actually engage and be present with our kids, you'll be surprised the creative things they come up with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my daughter turned one of her old jeans the other day into clothing for her doll. And when I walked through the door, I was absolutely amazed at what she's managed to do.
Yeah.
So like, these are things that you don't actually tap into
mm-hmm.
when you are so connected to a virtual world sometimes. And yes, I understand that's the way the world is going,
yeah.
but when we completely connect with ourselves and those around us, it's amazing the things we can come up with.
Beautiful.
You know, like my mom.
Yeah.
My mom is extremely creative. So when I come home, I'll see rice that she's dyed with food coloring,
yeah.
and the kids have used that to color in a picture by
yeah.
sticking it into the... So there's so much stuff we can actually get crafty with. We've just got to think a little bit and really force ourselves into that creative space.
Beautiful, beautiful, Shafika. I'm gonna call you. I'm going to take your number.
Yes,
I'm going to call you up,
inshallah.
Absolutely love it, but we have run out of time, and I want to thank you so, so much for all of those beautiful tips, speaking to us about money and, you know, the gifts and the creative ways of showing people that you appreciate them. That's so beautiful. Thank you so much for your time, Shafika. Have a wonderful day further. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. It was my absolute pleasure.